2 years, hundreds of episodes, and they still have that new radio host smell. Here's Corey and Joel.
Corey and Joel, go country.
I slapped my wife tonight. Woo! Well, kicked her in the box, that's right.
Did you really?
She ran off with my drunk brother.
Oh, this is Bright Eyes, too. It's weird to do country.
Then I looked at my mother and said,
although,
where'd all your teeth go from your head?
Although country music really doesn't even sound like this anymore. If you played country music, it wouldn't sound anything like this. It would sound like shitty rock and roll with a fiddle playing.
With a bad twang.
With a fiddle over top of it. Yeah. This is Bright Eyes from his album Casadega. Bright Eyes is kind of a big pussy, but I've seen his shows a couple times, and he's always he's a frustrating guy that's like a... He's a frustrating guy to be a fan of.
Yeah, very hard to watch.
Well, he's just constantly making new CDs, and you go to his live shows, and he'll play, like, every B-side from 10 years ago rather than stuff that's on its new album.
Yeah.
He's difficult.
Some catalogs are too large.
He's difficult. He's a difficult artist.
Some is he alive? Is he a pain to watch?
Well, he's very moody live, and you know.
Yeah, for years, Cat Power was like a real pain to watch live.
Like, he just, like, he doesn't want the fans. If the fans get too into it, he gets bummed out. You know.
Connor Oberst.
Yeah. That's from the album Casadega. Bright Eye. Gets a lot of tail, that guy.
Yeah.
Good for him. Making that dopey music.
You can't believe it.
What?
Her pussy gets so wet, you can't believe it.
Well, you tell me to fade out the music. You got to give me at least a half a second to pot it back up, please.
Anyway.
You got to work these bugs out, bro. We're like 4 days away from big time radio.
It's okay. We'll have a producer to screw things up.
No, we'll have you to screw things up.
Oh, stop.
How you doing, everybody? It's Corey Joel.
Welcome back.
After you know, we put in our last week, we talked about our big announcement and blah blah blah.
Sure.
And then you realize that exactly figured out exactly how many people actually listen to the show in the given week that it's released.
Nine.
Because nobody.
Right.
Almost no. Weren't you just talking to somebody today who was like, "What's your announcement again?"
I talked to.
It's been up there for like 6 days.
Yeah, I talked to a regular forum member who posts all the time.
Yeah.
Who I thought listened to the show immediately.
Had
He's
no
like,
idea we were going on the radio.
I didn't listen to the show.
So we're going to start posting officially that we're going on 97.1 WKRK FM Detroit, Free FM, CBS Radio. This coming up weekend for two big nights only.
It's going to be
Saturday and Sunday night.
It's going to be very similar to what we do now.
Yes.
The title of the show will be...
The title of the show is Nobody Likes Onions Can Suck Our Dicks.
Thank you.
That's the name of the show. That's actually the name of the show.
I lobbed that one up to you.
I'm kidding.
And you hit
it. I'm not even kidding.
That's what I was going to call the show.
The program director may have an issue with that. Yeah. If he does, we'll have to change it, possibly to the Corey and Joel radio show.
Okay.
But we have put it in writing that we want it to be Nobody Likes Onions Can Suck Our Dicks.
The rejected title was going to be Skepticality Rapes Grandfathers.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
How about...
Bib and Yaz Suck a Nut. That was another title we wanted.
Well, anyway, we're going on CBS Radio this weekend. We're excited. We're a little scared a little bit. We feel like...
I'm not scared.
We feel like we just need to do what we do here and we'll be fine. As long as we do it without the F words and the nigger jokes, I think we'll be good.
Well, there...
Not that we make... I'm kidding.
I'm making a swear jar.
All right, I'm kidding. First of all, we need a nigger jar.
That's $2 in the jar.
Because first of all, we don't honestly say that, so I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea that that's what we do. We usually don't do stuff like that.
What if we have?
We're
we have
kidding.
An,
that if we were guys that were like that, and all
an N bomb jar.
We got.
Oh, if in a theoretical universe, are we playing like?
No, but I'm
what
saying we
now?
Don't really do a show like that.
Really?
It's happened that things have been said that have been horribly offensive.
Oh, it's true.
And we've apologized for it. And but
instead of a dump button, we should have a Queensryche button.
We can do that. We have a Queensryche button on this show.
Sure.
And don't I deserve that for something I've done?
Yeah,
already?
But I also can't find
you
it.
You also don't have it in there. See, we're on big time radio. You're gonna need that stuff.
I know.
So are you gonna learn this in the next 4 days or what?
I got 1,000 drops here.
I know, but we're gonna have to vet the drops too.
I got 45.
I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what happened. I mean, you probably.
But I think those need
to
come with us.
Train a little bit harder.
You're saying Oksana's not coming to CBS?
I'm just saying there's a lot to go through here.
I think Oksana's got to come to CBS because no one does Oksana.
We have the market cornered on Oksana.
No one's doing Oksana on that station.
No one's going to know about Oksana.
Well, we'll have to learn them.
It's weird because we've got so much built up backstory.
Yeah.
I mean, the show rewards frequent listening.
I think so, sure.
Now I got to go back and set up, you know, where Nadia came from.
Have Nadia on the show, we'll bring up where it came from.
It's so weird starting over, though.
But the thing is this, we're on Saturday, we're on Sunday. So we do the bit Saturday, we can call him back on Sunday. We've already built up two hours of equity.
How about Toffee Fae?
I don't know that Toffee Fae comes with us. Maybe we'll get a box for the show. Maybe we'll get a box for the studio that night and we'll reintroduce Toffee Fae.
A celebratory box of Toffee Fae.
You and I shouldn't be doing any sort of radio where we're not eating.
Yeah.
I don't care where we're on. I don't care if we're doing the State of the Union address.
Well, because
ABC News. You and I are going to have a box of candy.
One thing will never change, and that's our waistlines. We are two fat, fat bastards.
I actually ate all of my candy yesterday, and I don't have any in the studio today. I apologize. I mean, you brought in Doritos.
We were doing a fantasy draft.
We did our fantasy draft tonight, yeah. For those of you that joined us on there, thank you.
Yes.
A couple of you were on there live with us, drafting.
No matter what time you set a fantasy draft,
people forget.
Guys are never going to do it.
There's a whole thing in the back of that sports, the Sporting News draft book about how it sucks to be the commissioner.
Right.
Because everybody misses the draft and never pays their money.
Sure.
And it's exactly what we went through tonight.
Even guys like Rob, our announcer.
A hardcore sports guy.
And a hardcore show contributor.
Yes.
You know, Rob's always there when you need him. Always helps out. He was like, oh, crap. And like he had to drive home. He missed like the first two rounds.
Yeah, it's he missed a couple rounds. Sean, our fan,
I was like, you drafted Lawrence Maroney. He's like, god damn it.
Sean Stone was in the hospital with his wife and then doing it was unbelievable. What was going
on? Crazy
time. I hope he doesn't make it mad.
PJ was out scoring chicks, brother.
PJ's at the Tiger game with god knows who knows what.
What a life.
Sitting next to him in the right field seats.
One of the first things we do for the new 97.1 overnight show is bring in PJ. You got to introduce PJ.
We'll have PJ in at some point.
Ground floor because it's
just a weekend show. It's a one weekend go. We're not going to introduce guests. We're not going to get into the whole, you know, that's the thing about we're only on for two nights.
Yes.
So don't get ahead of yourselves there.
Sure.
So we can't introduce a whole, you know, world and try to people do it adjusted in two nights.
There's a lot of mythology.
And I'm saying,
I feel like it's bullfinches sometimes.
It's two nights to show that we're funny and then maybe we'll be on there in the future and maybe we won't. Maybe
this is the most greatest.
We'll be right back. We're gonna look. Either way, we're gonna be here next week.
Yes.
No matter what happens when we go on. Let's say we go on the radio station.
Tragically, we're going to be here next week.
We will be here next week doing
and
this
that's
exact
the tragedy
show
of this whole thing.
In the Corey and Joel studios in Ferndale, Michigan.
That's the sad part.
No, but here's the point. Let's say we go on and it's the greatest thing in the history of the planet.
Yeah.
Let's say the mayor calls in.
Seven people are gonna hear it.
It doesn't matter. We will still be back here next week regardless. So you know,
I want I want the mayor, but like he needs to be wearing a sash and carrying a scepter.
That would be good.
I proclaim this the greatest radio show of all time.
If that happens, if you know,
suddenly Jesse Jackson's the mayor.
If we get OJ to call in and admit to killing Ron and Nicole,
did you see that?
None of that will make the difference that we will not be here next week. We are going to be here next week no matter what.
Did you see that clip, by the way, of OJ?
What did OJ do?
OJ was on some call-in show in, like, Florida.
Yeah.
Some, like, local cable show.
Mm-hmm.
And they took callers.
Yeah.
And the number got out, and guys were just calling in and be like,
busting his chops.
What was harder to achieve, running for 2,000 yards or chopping off two people's heads in one night? And just the look on his face as he sat there and ate crap from call after call.
That's what he gets.
Exactly.
But, you know, I mean, no matter what happens on the radio station this weekend, we're going to be right back here doing this show. So don't get your panties in a bunch, anyone.
No.
If you miss them, we're going to try to have versions for you to listen to online.
Yes.
You can stream the station live. I forget the exact website, but I will put it up on the main page in the forum this week with an exact link to how to listen to it and when we're going to be on. We're actually following, ironically enough, this is great for us, we're following a Lions game.
Oh, terrific.
Which I don't know how much Lions content we should do when we go into this, because we could talk Lions, but it is the official Lions radio station.
It's going to be good. The audience is already going to be depressed.
I don't know how much crap we can talk about the Lions on our very first show. I mean, I don't think that's a focus that we should be doing.
You know, we're not doing a sports show, so a joke here or there is fine.
You know, so we'll be on right after the Lions, which is and they're going to play the Colts, and it's the preseason game that
Peyton Manning
sort of counts. Yeah, we did our fantasy draft. We'll get into that. our fantasy draft. We were talking about that, and apparently I had a good draft, according. That's the early buzz.
Who's making this buzz?
Rob was. Rob
well,
was
you
Johnny.
Drafted first.
I did draft first, so I had, made some good plays. But I made a lot of power moves to draft players, maybe positions around early. That's what I did. I kind of neglected my wide receivers and my backup running back in order to draft my tight end, my defense, and my kicker,
yes,
perhaps a round early.
Sure.
Which might have helped me.
But this is a receiver-friendly league. There's three receivers.
Three
slots.
Wideout spots. So
so you need backups for those guys.
You do need backups. So anyway, we'll get into our fantasy
hey,
draft.
Hey, dorky already.
Here all we right. go. Ba-dum-bum-bum.
One thing that's not going to change. Bum. Two fat dorks doing radio. That's what the show's going to be.
Well, yeah. It'll be that.
But it won't be Nobody Likes Onions.
Well,
that will not be the show.
And we'll review movies, and we'll do everything that we've done on this show.
Sure.
I would imagine. I don't. Maybe.
Sherry Brooklyn will launch a flaming ping pong ball out of her hooch.
I think we will have her on the show sometime. Why not?
Would you? Really?
But see, here's the thing. The people that have come on this show.
Yeah.
First of all, we might get a whole new level of whore.
Oh, yeah.
That wants
oh, we're
to be
go-
on.
Oh.
I mean, this isn't the first week. And this. See, we shouldn't extrapolate and go in the future because we're only on for two nights. And we're not going to have any whores on the first weekend. Let's just be honest. We're not going to do that.
We're on the station's not even putting it on the website. It's
they're not even. It's
double secret probation.
Yeah, this is like you need to be especially invited by us to hear this show. I mean,
much.
You don't have to be, but you're the only way you know about. But they're going to be people driving to the bar that night, or people listening to the Lions game.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be on, and they're going to hear us come on, and hopefully they're going to enjoy it. So.
And will that be your dad?
My dad will probably be listening. He's already up my ass about the whole thing and like, what are you going to talk about? You don't talk to me that much. What are you going to, and I'm like, well, I don't want to talk to you. He's all worried that I'm not going to, but he's a guy that I never told to listen to this show.
Sure.
Because what would he possibly get out
of
this?
Well, the one thing is my parents can't send an email.
Really?
I'm like three times a week I'm over there. It won't print. Like,
Because
you're not hitting the print button.
Yeah.
Like my dad can't run a thing.
Sure.
The internet won't work for him.
Yeah.
Although he manages to find, you know, booby sites.
Yeah.
You know, naked lady. You look in his favorite list, and you're like, really?
Yeah. Did you send him towards the Hun? Did you at least give him
I
that
have one? Not done that. But,
oh, okay. Anyway.
Three times a week, my dad can't figure out the internet. You know?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, my dad
so
was
So how
like,
could he possibly download
I don't know.
The show?
So it's going to be easy for him to just turn on the radio and hear you.
Right.
I know. That's the problem with a lot of people is that they're going to, you know. And then I know my friends are going to be drunk or doing something else. Comics are going to be doing gigs, and they're not going to hear it. And it's just going to be my aunts and uncles and dad listening to my show.
We've done guest appearances on radio before, and I've had people you know, go, hey, I heard you.
Out of the blue, yeah.
Yeah, but this is going to be a totally different
thing. Yeah, I was in a radio commercial where I was like when I did that outdoor festival last year.
Oh, right.
And my name was mentioned. I wasn't even
myself. Did they get your name right? I can't remember.
I think they didn't get it right, but I got
Joel
a lot.
Joel Fragamonti.
Yeah, something like that. And I got a lot of calls and stuff about that. So I would think actually being on the radio as me, as Joel, would bring, like, you know, chicks from high school who might want to blow me. I mean, I've got this whole thing going on in my head about what's going to happen with that. But I don't know. Maybe nothing. Maybe we just
this
go
is
on
all
and
speculative.
It's all bullshit.
And as we've learned, people probably won't even hear this show till next week after we've been
like,
on.
What? We missed you guys on the radio.
Yeah,
how come
so
you didn't tell me about it?
Let's just not get too into that.
It's
let's
like
not
people who missed the fantasy draft, even though I put it on the forum and announced it here and all kinds of.
Let's get
actually,
into
I might not have announced it on this show in time, but I gave people plenty of warning.
Let's get into
and
this
they still
fantasy
missed.
Draft, shall we?
Do you want to get into the fantasy draft? All right.
Let's get this out of the way.
Okay.
So, So it was a nightmare to get people on the thing.
What, right. There was,
I'm making phone calls trying to get guys to, like, get on.
Yeah, I actually had a lot of trouble connecting to getting into the server for the draft.
And then I forgot my password, and I couldn't get in.
You forget your password to everything. Whenever you have to update our site, you can never do
and
it.
Here's the thing. I have, like, two or three passwords I
use
for
you change your username.
Right.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Anyway. Corey finally got in because he had about 30 minutes leeway.
Because I got to make things more complicated. Things aren't complicated enough in my life. I got to add layers of confusion.
Well, I forget the draft order because my sheet doesn't have it here, but I drafted first.
Yeah.
It was a random drawing. It really didn't have much to do with anything, but I got LaDainian Tomlinson because how do you not take him number one?
Overall number one for everybody, yeah.
And then I forget who drafted second. PJ did, actually. And PJ took Larry Johnson. And it went pretty much by the book. The guys who weren't there to draft live didn't ended up getting a whole crap load of running backs because mm-hmm. they're rated so high. So they didn't have a lot of depth at some of the other positions.
Poor Sean trying to use internet at a hospital.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very good.
No.
So he had issues, but I made it up to the guys who didn't draft live and made him higher in the waiver order. I'd use my commissioner powers. But you can check out the league. I'll put a link to the league in the mailing list or on something, and people can actually go check out our teams. It's good that it's actually a public league, so people can go in and watch what's going on.
Sure.
If they want, even if they're not playing.
I, of course, got Peyton Manning.
Yes, which I thought was a good choice.
All the good running backs were going, the top running backs.
Yeah, you were the sixth pick, I think, and it was like.
I could have taken Sean Alexander, but instead I took a stud quarterback who will be.
I agreed with that pick 100%. Peyton Manning.
But I hate his ass. I can't stand. Hey, well, you know, I just did it for Coach Dungy, and we're just trying to do what the good Lord tells us.
Well, you know, you should love him because all he does is score touchdowns.
No, I know.
All he does is throw touchdowns.
He just
passes. Annoys
the crap out of me in person.
Well, you know, that's
in
not
real
what
life.
It's,
not,
it's not what this is about.
No, I know. Once again, I got Clinton goddamn Portis on.
We play to win the game.
It's like the third year I've had Clinton Portis on.
And he's always been a little sketchy, hasn't he?
He'll be real good for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Aye. The Redskins aren't a very solid team. You know, they're just. They're patched together. Clinton Portis. Sorry. They're all renegades. They're all taking the money. They're all what do you call a guy who takes the money
on the take?
They're all like what do you call it? I said renegade. That's not the right word.
Guineas.
They're all like guns for hire.
Oh right, right, right. Sure.
Mercenaries. They're all mercenaries.
Freelancers, mercenaries.
Free mercenaries. That's what they are.
Sure. Yeah, you're right. My team did look good 3 years ago.
Yeah, you have every guy.
I have the
who was
2001 team. That's amazing.
Clinton Portis, Rudy Johnson. Randy Moss, Tony Gonzalez. It's every guy who was good like 4 years ago.
I have him.
You got a shot. I mean, everyone's got a shot.
I got TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Yeah.
Which I can say.
Well, whatever. I mean, anybody's
Chris
got a shot.
Chris Henry's out, so he'll be the number two receiver in the Bengals' potent offense.
Well, I look at PJ's team.
I have the Lions tandem.
Yeah.
I have the Lions juggernaut receiver tandem. And when you pick Lions, you got to go
You have
somewhere.
Both Calvin Johnson and Roy Williams. Huh?
Yes, I do.
Look at you. Well, see, I PJ's got Reggie Bush, and I'd love to have Reggie Bush on my team.
Mm-hmm. We'd all love a little Bush, couldn't we?
I mean, I've got Maurice Jones-Drew and Ladainian Tomlinson.
You could use some more Bush, couldn't you?
That's enough. We got it.
I'm beating the joke
can
in
Can you
again.
Stop crowbarring jokes in on 97.1, or can you just let me talk about fantasy?
You got the floor. It's all you.
No, but I was just talking about the fantasy team, and now you're making third-grade Bush jokes.
It's called humor.
But they're not funny jokes. Make a good joke. That's all. It's third grade. Hold on a minute. I got a fart. No, see, I was kidding. Oh. That was funny. I looked like I was invoking third-grade humor, but then I didn't, and that's why it was good, because I thought you were getting a cheap joke, and I didn't,
I'm waiting for your genius pee-pee joke.
I'm just saying, I just was talking about the fantasy draft, and you stopped to make a... You did this the other day on the show,
denied,
and I yelled at you
deny,
again. No, but I yelled at you again on the show about that.
Here's what you should do, though. You want to be successful in
What's
radio?
What's that?
You want to be successful in radio?
I should sell your bad jokes?
No. You want to be successful in radio? I found the formula.
What's that?
Because Bill Bishart and I had to do Sheboygan.
Okay.
And on the way back, there's no radio up there.
Okay.
And there were like two stations that came in, one of which was playing Bob and Tom.
Yeah.
Now, this is what those idiots do, and they're huge.
Right.
In no major market, nowhere with civilization
right. Do
they register.
If your population is under 100,000 people,
right.
That's probably the number one show in your town in
But
America.
They're in every little town.
Yep.
And here's what they do in that show. So I went down to the grocery store the other day. Boy, those prices.
They laugh hysterically at everything anyone says.
How about Reggie Bush? I need some Bush.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't want to do that.
That's all they do is they laugh at nothing.
Yeah.
And they make it sound like the most hilarious of... Like a comic will go up there and his setup will get a laugh.
Right. Yeah, they really let comics... to me, I've heard their show and they just play a lot of like bits. Like if you have a comedy, like a parody song,
sure.
They'll play like those like just incessantly, like 10 in a row of just comedy bits and phony phone calls. And it's all the shit I hate about radio. And look, I'm not saying like... Look, if you and I were on the radio as like permanent hosts, we'd probably have to have somebody
do
like...
It's a lazy show.
Song parodies and phony phone calls and shit like that. But God, I just... They're
you
so
want phony,
bad.
I got a phony phone call technician if you need one. Right in my speed dial. I got a guy ready to do
phony
phone
calls. No,
but
I'm just saying, yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, God, I hate shit like that. I don't want to do that.
Oh, that show is bad. It's just
their show is like their show is like every bad. It's like here's what they did is they took bad morning radio.
Yeah.
They simmered off anything that might be like news or you know, anything sure. that might be interesting in any other way, and just distilled it down to the bare bones of shitty comedy
yeah.
that exists on shows like that.
How about those gas prices, huh?
Oh, it's just every hacky thing you ever heard.
They're higher than Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock, huh?
Yeah.
Oh!
That's not a good show. We don't want to be Bob and Tom under any circumstances.
Well, I would like to be Bob and Tom when I drive home in my Cadillac.
I guess. And park I guess it those my guys large have mansion. Money. I guess when you have that
What
many...
is their biggest market, Indianapolis?
Well, they're broadcast out of Indianapolis, and they're on there.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I don't know that
they're not in Chicago or LA.
I don't know that they're
New
on
York
in top 10 markets. They're probably in a lot of top 30 markets.
Yeah.
Which,
I bet they're
in
like, I don't know. Name a cracker city.
I would think being in
Jacksonville, Florida.
Being on in Indianapolis probably would net them alone a nice six-figure salary, which, you know, you and I
sure.
are in no position to scoff at whatsoever.
I would like to a two-figure salary.
Yeah, exactly. No, you and I are in no position to bitch about money at all.
Sure.
But yeah, they'll probably make good money, and then the syndication's got to pay off too, so
mm-hmm.
they are probably getting paid off of comics hardware.
Oh no, they got an empire.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how a lot of guys are. Well, you realize that when you leave, when you go on the road and do comedy, you realize that the rest of the country and where you live aren't the same thing.
Yeah, where we live is a different.
If you live in a major city, and this isn't even the big, but I mean, it's really worse if you live somewhere like New York. You know, you had no idea what the rest of the country.
Right,
is.
Right, right.
You get really
because Detroit almost has some small town sensibility.
Yeah.
In its own way.
Sure.
That is unlike like a New York and L.A., Chicago. It's a little.
But it's
bit of
big
a,
enough that you're in a real
right.
city.
It's big enough that there's diversity in what's on.
Yes.
In what's available to you living here.
Yeah.
But actually what people like and what is big is closer to what maybe would be in a small town in terms of. You know, like in Detroit, they love local shit. Local radio, local TV is
yes.
like huge.
They're a little parochial.
And in a place like New York, it's not such, you know, the local stuff is still big, but it's not, you know, in other cities, they would like, you could go on with a nationally syndicated show. The thing about Detroit is that it attracts talent, too.
Yes.
If you get into like these towns like Cleveland, for example, where they don't attract talent like a Detroit.
Well, it's a major market. It's the eighth largest
but
media market.
But the national shows do better there. Like Stern always did better in towns like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not a hotbed.
There's nobody against them.
Detroit, though, they love their local stuff, and so it attracts talent to actually move here. And a lot of the national shows don't do very good here.
Right.
That's why we had Bob and Tom for a while.
But then
it didn't
you have
last.
Talent born and raised here.
But Mancow didn't last here.
No.
Stern did okay here, but not as good as he does.
Stern
most
was on
places.
For like 10 years and did
yeah.
pretty well.
You know, a lot of the other shows, even like the other like the political shows, O'Reilly's on in the middle of the night here.
Right.
Dr. Laura isn't on in a good time. You know, a lot of
he
these kind of
stiffs in a lot of markets. But.
Yeah, a lot of these big national shows aren't as big here because they like homegrown stuff.
The one syndicated radio show that's ever really done well here, like on a major level, was like competing for number one with Steve Harvey.
Okay, yeah, and that's black and that's different.
Right,
that's a whole different universe too.
That's purple suits with 8 buttons.
Yeah, that's
something altogether different.
Yeah, they I don't know what that is, but yeah.
Talking about the Shy Lights for a half hour.
Yeah.
Remember when y'all used to do the, did you see her face everywhere I go on the streets? And
does he do that on the radio
show,
too? That's
can his... you see me? I don't know. Have you seen her? Anyway, I don't
that's,
know.
That's him or Sinbad.
Yeah.
Would do that.
They just do that. And
you love black comedy for that, don't you?
I love when black comedy becomes a sing-along.
You know the guy we knew?
Oh, yeah.
The whole bit about Belvin.
It's my favorite.
The guy that we knew who was a very funny comic in Detroit started out
yes.
when we did. And was on some really
it was all about
awful,
New Edition.
It was about New Edition.
It was
or,
Johnny Gill.
Was it Bell Biv DeVoe? No, it was New Edition. No, you're right.
It was like Johnny Gill and New Edition, and
like,
it was
Johnny Gill got teeth like this, and it was like, yeah, I was like, wow.
Ralph Tresvant looked like a scarecrow. Woo!
Yeah, that was.
Remember the one time Johnny Gill was all like doo 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 doo,
and then he went out and he did that. He did his whole song of yeah.
That's what we're gonna do.
That's what we're going to do?
Remember that one time Lou Barlow was singing a song for Sebado?
But indie rock guys. I don't think that would fly with a lot of people.
You don't think so? No?
Probably not.
Remember that one time Lee Ronaldo was like doing feedback for a half hour at the Sonic Youth concert? Oh.
Not going to work out
no?
on the station. No, probably not.
Well.
Not the people who have just listened to Lions preseason football.
Oh.
Which is a real hardcore group of people, too, that we're going to have to try to entertain.
And let me tell you, when they get blown out by the Colts, they're going to be unhappy people.
We could play that.
Who are these friggin' idiots? I want to bitch about the Lions.
And we're going to be talking about, you know.
And we're going to be like, we love the Lions. They're a terrific football program.
No, we'll be talking about something else. Something, I don't know what. We haven't exactly figured out what bits we're doing on that show. Mm. We're debating doing bits from this show that we've done in the past.
Yes.
And kind of just redoing them, which would sound a little stale to anyone who's listening, who's a big fan of this show.
Whatever.
But it would work.
You guys listen to us pee on microphones.
Eating the mic.
Sure. You've yeah. listened to countless hours of boring programming.
I could bring the sex dice on the first show.
Oh, okay. This is the time when, like, when we do a catalog of our dumbest, boringest bits. Niels will be like, well, there was the one time that Corey and Joe, you tried to use the phone and Corey on the porch. You called him.
Oh, and then Joel went outside in a rainstorm yeah. and tried to broadcast.
There was the time Joel showed his x-rays on the radio.
Well, whatever. Here's the thing.
There was a time Corey talked about It's Your Move for 29 minutes.
Yeah. That is the thing, though. The one thing you do have to remember, though, when we're on radio is that if I'm doing something for you, it's okay as long as you're into it. That if I did want to hold up my x-rays.
Yeah. I got to sell everything you do?
Well, I mean, you can't. Yeah. Well, maybe this is better for off the air. All right, fine. I don't want to get into it now because you're going to get all defensive.
What kind of radio show are you imagining?
I'm just saying, you know, you have to.
Have you never always heard guys that don't get along and complain about each
other? No, but you shouldn't insult. You don't. Guys generally don't tell people that our show sucks. Go listen to something else, which you'd love to do all the time.
You've never heard
on
Johnny Carson.
He never did that.
When Bitz died, he didn't make fun of himself.
If you did it as well as Johnny Carson, I wouldn't complain.
If I did it as well as Bob and Tom.
You're no Johnny. Hey! You are a mere Merv Griffin at this point.
That's true.
And until you can get to Johnny.
God rest his soul.
Level.
He's up there with Liberace now. Up there in the clouds, prancing about happily.
Well, that's like there's a young River Phoenix up there for him to hit
Oh,
on.
Absolutely.
Just think about how good Merv has it up there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He's up there in heaven. All the young tail.
Now, if you die, do you age in heaven, or are you timeless?
How bad would it be? Like, let's say Rock Hudson.
Yeah.
Looked like he did when he died in heaven.
Yeah. But he was old when he died.
I know, but I mean, Rock Hudson, like, he'd want to look like Rock Hudson.
I know. But
he's up in heaven look like Skeletor.
Okay, what does James Dean look like? This is an eye. Right, now, let's consider what goes on with James Dean.
James Dean
was
young.
He was young when he died, but he was also in a horrible accident.
Sure.
So is he still young? If he's young, is he disfigured from the accident in heaven?
Exactly.
And B, or has he aged since then? And since he died like almost 40 years ago, is he now like in his 60s?
Well, he don't age in heaven.
I don't know.
This is exactly this is why I thought the one good move in the Star Wars remasters
was
when they put young Anakin in heaven. Because he never looked like the old guy.
He did, but he was old.
Yeah, but he was old and cleaned up, but he never looked like that because he'd fallen in lava and was all cyborged. So when they put him in Anakin, young Anakin, as Hayden. What was that guy's name?
But he wouldn't.
Hayden Christensen.
No, but Hayden Christensen, but he wasn't that age of Hayden Christensen when he died.
It's true.
He was the age of the old guy. But I know what you're saying. He was disfigured, but maybe you don't count that he was disfigured.
But his Jedi essence.
So what does James Dean look like in heaven?
Has he got like a fender in his head?
That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Is he old? Do you get old? Because believe me, here's a big question. What does Natalie Wood look like right now?
Oh boy,
because she was relative. She was what, maybe 40 when she died or something. She died in like 1980 or 1981. So Natalie Wood.
Let me tell you about young Natalie.
Maybe the all-time hottest chick.
Let me tell you about young Natalie Wood. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he was probably masturbating with great gusto and enthusiasm.
You want to talk about Splendor in the Grass?
Yeah, all those movies.
Oh, West Side Story.
She was great in all of those.
Yeah, good work.
So hot.
She turned out a hot daughter, too.
Oh, and her daughter has been naked in like every movie.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't even know what happened to her. I think her career is pretty much over.
Natasha Gregson Wagner.
Yeah, she was naked in like every flick.
She had a brief but beautiful run. And
she's very hot. She had a little bit of the face was not Natalie Wood. It was good, but it was a little bit, you know what I mean? Natalie Wood was hotter than the daughter.
Yeah.
Ultimately. But what does Natalie Wood look like in heaven? Is she old now? Is she bloated because she drowned?
She covered in seaweed.
Yeah, what does she look like?
she got Christopher Walken's jizz in her still?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
You know, people still think Walken pushed her over.
I don't know. She was basically drunk and she went for a swim. Isn't that the idea?
That's the theory.
I don't know.
But she was on a boat, and it was, and Christopher Walken was on the boat.
But that wasn't her date, though. It was a different guy.
Well, Wagner was there.
Right.
She was married to Bob Wagner. At the time,
right.
Or they were together.
Yeah, I believe that's the case.
And he was asleep, and she and Walken were, like, partying and drinking.
Yeah.
That's the story.
I guess.
Inside the death of Natalie Wood.
Here's something else that no one's going to care about on the
radio, on this show.
How Natalie Wood. I just wonder if she was hot at the end. Is she hot in heaven or not? Or is she fucking ugly?
Well, first of all, no one's hot anywhere because there's no heaven. But,
well, that's true. I'm trying to extrapolate.
I know, in a hypothetical universe.
And maybe there's people that believe in God in heaven that would appreciate us talking about heaven.
Sure.
And there's people who believe in heaven who think, what kind of sacrilege idiots are talking about if chicks still look hot in heaven?
That's a good question.
Which is really disgusting, too, and it's unlikely.
There is no heaven. There's no God. But you can merge with a force. That's absolutely, that's gospel. You can totally merge with a force.
Never explained, by the way, Lucas. Go ahead. Make 6 more shitty movies and try to fucking explain why Ben disappeared at the end of A New Hope.
They said in the in the third one.
No, they didn't say anything.
Yoda had like 2 throwaway lines where he said like Qui-Gon reached out from the grave and explained how to merge with the Force. Yoda says that.
So Qui-Gon didn't know how to merge with the Force. He died for real.
Right. But at the end of the third one.
But he told Anakin how to. Yoda, he told Obi-Wan how to do
Yoda
that.
Yoda found Qui-Gon's consciousness in the Force, and he told him how to come back or how to become one with the Force. So then Yoda taught that to Obi-Wan. That's the story.
But what difference did it make? Because
so theoretically, in the time between the third and the fourth movie, the first
Obi-Wan
Star Wars,
while he was living in the cave,
Obi-Wan had time to practice how to become one with the Force.
But what difference did it make? Because it's like I would understand if they said, "Well, hey, that meant that Obi-Wan could come back and talk to Luke."
Sure.
But Yoda, when Yoda was dead, Yoda came back and talked to Luke.
Yeah.
So it really wasn't anything.
Well, because Obi-Wan and Yoda had learned that technique.
No.
Mace Windu never learned that technique. But hey, we went
didn't
to a...
Qui-Gon come back and talk to somebody from his grave?
No,
Qui-Gon never talked from the grave?
No.
I think he might have. I think he might have.
In the third one, Yoda's like, I've talked to Qui-Gon from the grave.
Qui-Gon didn't talk to anybody from the grave.
But they never had
Are you
him...
sure?
I don't think Liam Neeson came back and did looping.
I think he might have come back from the grave. I don't know. I put it on the forum. Somebody
we
settle our
need...
bet. Because then that would make sense.
We need... This is so dorky.
But Yoda died for real. Yoda didn't merge with the Force.
This is where PJ...
Yoda died.
Yeah. Didn't he vanish, though?
No,
did Luke
I don't
bury
know.
The little Muppet body?
I don't know what he
vanish?
Did with the Yoda body. I don't know.
Wow,
I'm all upset.
We need clarity now.
Fuckers.
We need... I thought that we were going to get into a real dorky conversation about Marquez Colston. Instead, we're talking about Yoda.
No, even dorkier stuff than fantasy football today. Geez. No, I don't know. I don't know that he did merge. I think Yoda died. I think it doesn't make sense still. Why are you apologizing for George Lucas' idiocy?
I'm not apologizing.
He wrote himself into a corner and tried to write himself out.
I'm telling you how he was... Okay, first of all, in the Phantom Menace, there was all that jazz about midichlorians.
Yes.
Fans went retarded.
Yes.
They got so mad. It was like the time when Fernando Bryant fell down. And you ripped the arm off a chair.
I did rip the arm off a chair because Fernando Bryant was injured.
Did you?
He was Detroit, injured on a play. He fell down.
Detroit Lions cornerback Fernando Bryant just
and
got
somebody,
tired and fell over.
Somebody was on the air the other day talking about Fernando Bryant being injured constantly. So I heard that on Sports Talk
constantly.
Radio. So it's not just me that's bothered by Fernando
he's fragile.
Bryant's stupid injuries.
But I think guys were so mad about the midichlorians, which are supposed to be some kind of... germ in your bloodstream or organism?
Well, it's the organism that holds the Force or something. Or
yeah,
it's
like a parasite that lives in
your
body.
But the point was he had 2 movies to explain that and then ultimately never
abandoned
did.
Abandoned it because...
Pretty much did, yeah.
He backed off it because everybody went, are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
They didn't like that at all.
I think they wanted a physical way to manifest how they would know that the child was the chosen one.
Yes.
And so they came up with this idea of midichlorians.
Okay, but they're Jedi, and they sense things, and they feel the Force.
The Jedi were the most powerful warriors ever, as you heard about in sort of the first 3 movies, or episodes 4, 5, and 6. Then when you actually saw them fight, they were getting mowed down right and left. It's like, oh, Jedis, you never seen a Jedi fight for real.
Sure.
And then when we saw the Jedis fight for real, they got their butts kicked. Yeah. When they were in that arena at the end of Attack of the Clones, they were getting their butts kicked.
Obi-Wan, by that logic, Obi-Wan kills Darth Maul, who's like the baddest ass they've seen in a long time.
Right.
Then he handles the guy, General Grievous,
yeah.
who killed like 30 Jedis.
Yeah.
And then he handles Anakin, the most powerful of them all. But every time the old man with the arthritis fingers shows up, he's fucked.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
He's got a weak. He can't handle Count Dooku, but he can But Obi-Wan's the baddest ass in the galaxy.
Yeah,
can beat anybody except
he beats the robot guy with the Jedi killer
Christopher Lee with the old arthritic fingers. I love when he'd do the Force and it would be like his bent up ass hands can't even open a Werther's original.
Yeah,
yeah, he can kick Obi-Wan's ass. I don't understand it.
I don't know either.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're talking about Lucas.
Yeah, he blew it with those. Let's be honest. I mean, come on. That's it. Everybody blows it with everything. No one can make a consistent. You can't make two.
As we're going to prove very soon.
We've made 135 solid episodes of this show. And we're about to go on terrestrial radio and knock it out of the park there, brother. Why do you do that?
We are going to.
You're jinxing us, fucker.
No, I'm not jinxing anything. I've heard what they have on that station.
Well, whatever.
We are on par.
We're
if
fine.
Not better.
Let's not worry about that.
We are ready to go.
We've just got to be good. We're going to be different. We're not going to be the same old thing.
No.
We're going to be new. We're going to be fresh. We're going to be different. We're going to be funny. And people will dig it.
Who are going to be our people?
Whoever is listening to the radio.
Are we going to have it's Corey and Joel's people?
No.
No.
No, we're not going to do that. But we're all going to be funny, and people will want to call in and talk to us.
Let's do Cosmo quizzes. What do you think? We'll do,
but you know what?
We'll do 2 hours of Cosmo
people
quizzes.
People want to call in, and when we're talking about what Natalie Wood might look like in heaven, people might have opinions.
I think they will.
And they can call us. And people are going to tell us. They'll settle the... You know, we won't have to argue about whether or not Qui-Gon spoke from the dead or not. Some nerd...
We'll get callers.
We'll call in and go, well, actually, sure. Qui-Gon did... Within it was in episode 3, but it was on the deleted scenes of the DVD. So do you count that as part of the official film or not?
And here's the great thing about the great American public, or the great international public in our case.
Yeah.
Because I made a couple jokes about World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah. We got
and, of
all
course,
kinds of...
I was corrected on the forums.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Well, actually, Thorin cannot be priest, which is completely true. Thorin are shaman because they're animalistic. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, the guys corrected us right away on World of Warcraft.
Sure.
There's something we can talk about and actually have people...
but that's the vast repository of knowledge in the two of our heads.
Yes.
The vast... We are infinitely more aware of pop culture than a guy on the street.
Yeah.
There will always be some whack-off artist out there who will correct you on every... Noodling.
I don't think you can say
point.
That on terrestrial radio, by the way.
Wanker.
Whack off artist.
No, I've heard him say wanker.
A wanker, okay. But
you can say wanker.
Off, yeah.
I'll say
was that from Flight of the Conchords where they got whacked off?
Yes.
That was very funny, that buddy. By the way, Flight of the Conchords, which we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Tremendous.
To me, had the best episode of the season, episode 10, that was on the other day. Just tremendous.
Very funny.
Yes.
One of their best episodes.
Absolutely.
Clearly. Yes.
Yeah. Where they got on drugs and they called it being whacked off.
Yes.
As they made up their own slang.
Off. That's a must-buy DVD, I think.
Yeah, I think when that DVD comes out, it's going to be huge.
Mel was terrific. You're freaking out.
A lot of Mel. And, you know, when the episodes didn't have Mel the other week, I was like, hey, it was slipping with no Mel.
Now go with your strength.
Tons of Mel. Nothing but Mel.
She had a terrific speech.
Kristen Schaal.
She had a terrific speech about her husband and how
he
was a professor who was all nerdy, and I just had to have him. I made him mine.
Yeah.
Oh, it was terrific.
Yeah.
What a great show.
And how about those other broads? Did you dig those other two?
They were all right. Rain.
Summer and Rain.
Summer and Rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That girl Rain's a comedian.
Sometimes when they have girls on there, it's a little dicey.
Well, I think they're doing plausible girls that would be in the Lower East
Coco,
Side.
Coco was very plausible.
Yes. Coco, we found out, grew up like a mile from this friggin' place.
Right.
The actual actress who played Sutton Foster. Was actually a local gal.
Good job remembering that. Thank
Sutton
you.
Foster. Yeah.
Yes, good job.
I've only masturbated to it for the last 7 weeks.
What were the girls from Knocked Up again?
The girls from Knocked Up?
Let's see, Martha somebody. Who were the girls? I mean, not from Knocked Up, from Super
Oh,
Bad.
Emma Stone. Emma Stone and the other one. The one chick had one name.
Yeah, Martha something Scottish.
I don't remember. Emma Stone is the only one
and
I remember.
And then the redhead.
That's the one,
yeah.
Emma Stone's the hot one. But yeah, definitely, if you haven't seen Knocked Up yet either, we told you how good that was, and boy, that opened to a shitload of money. So go see Knocked Up. I mean, Knocked Up was good. Superbad, I'm sorry.
See,
Superbad is good. Knocked Up was good, not as good.
This is the problem.
Superbad was funny.
Judd Apatow produces so many
His movies.
His movies
are really running together.
They all
now.
Come out.
Did you know that Kristen Bell is starring in a new Judd Apatow film?
Really? She's
Which,
also good.
That's going to be a tremendous dark jerk-off fest right there.
Aviva. That was the girl from
Aviva.
Superbad.
Yeah, the one girl with one
Superbad,
name.
Superbad, Martha McIsaac, and... Your lover.
Yes.
Your sweetie baby.
My future girlfriend when I'm a big radio star.
Sure.
She will want to have me, Emma Stone, yes.
Well, all three of those chicks are hot. So
yeah, Emma Stone, though, is my pick. She's my pick.
I want a woman.
She's my pick to click.
That's your pick to click.
That's my...
Your fine new talent of 2007. It's the Bushy Awards.
Bum, bada, bum, ba, bum.
Mm.
Here's girls Joel's twice as old of that you should be whacking off
are you,
to.
You're probably technically actually are twice as old.
No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Depending upon when you're listening to this, not yet.
Oh. If a girl is 17, are you twice
if as a girl old? Is 17, but those girls aren't 17. They're 19 or 20.
Boy.
So that's good. All right, anyway, I think it's break time. You ready for break
is
time?
Is it really already?
It's break time. We got to talk about...
It's when we're having this much fun.
We could not take a break. You want to not take a break?
Break it up.
We go on terrestrial radio. We'll be lucky to do 42 minutes in a row.
Sure.
We're only going to have 20 minutes to get in.
20 minutes in and out.
And it's going to be in the middle of midichlorians, and there's going to be a guy on the other side of the glass screaming at you, telling you that you got to take a break to play an ad for Mr. Allen's Mr. Allen's clothing.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, hey, F you, I'm on a roll.
No, it's going to be...
And then we're going to get fired. So what are you going to do then?
It's going to be like shore leave in WW2 with the hookers in Italy. You're only going to have 20 minutes. Get in and get out.
So you're going to have to be succinct with your comments.
I will be.
And when you're talking about
when we're in a rambling discursive discussion of
you might be in the
how you merge with the force.
If you're in the middle of a Columbo plot,
yeah.
You're going to get the high sign and we're going to have to go. All right? So just be ready to wrap things up quickly. That's all I'm
saying.
There's
a great one with Ruth Gordon where
I'm not saying I'm not guilty of it
trapped
too.
In a vault.
I'm not saying I'm not guilty of it too.
No.
Say I'm describing an old girlfriend's vagina and how beautiful it is. I might have to play.
It looked like a zinnia. You couldn't believe it down there. It looked like it was like a lotus blossom.
Corey, listen to the show that I did about that. I don't know when I did that. It was about a year ago now.
It was tremendous. It was called The Prettiest Parts.
Oh, was it real? Oh, okay, yeah. It was good too.
Set up in the archives.
I could use those parts now.
All right then.
I don't even know those parts.
Go look that up in the archives.
All right. We're gonna go to a break. More Bright Eyes. When we come back, we'll talk about more of the stuff that you love.
Or we love.
Or we
and
love.
You indulge.
Well, if you're listening, you must not hate it.
You love it.
Either that or you fell asleep with it on. But we're going to be back in a minute. So be
Django
here.
Django Fett when we return.
See the soul singer in the session band. Shredded to ribbons beneath a microphone stand. Felt the quickness of pity like a flash in a pan. For the soul singer in the session band. A red carpet bagger makes a blackberry call to the plastic piranhas in the city of salt. Wasted wheat paste campaign posts, no bills on the wall. You mean nothing to no one, but that's nobody's fault. See the soul singer in the session band, shredded to ribbons beneath a microphone stand. Felt the quickness of pity like a flash in a pan. For the soul singer in the session band. I had a lengthy discussion about the power of myth with a postmodern author who didn't exist. In this fictitious world, all reality twists. I was a hopeless romantic, now I'm just turning tricks. Like that soul singer in the session band. Shredded confetti beneath a microphone stand. Saw the conflict of interest slipping cash in the hand of the soul singer in the session band. Now his room is
painted it red. There's a stranger's silk sequins at the foot of the bed. He's been to weddings and funerals, but he still never wept. Now sorrow is pleasure when you want it instead. Just like that soul singer in the session band. We're like an infant atop a white baby grand. So taillights is a flip of a coin. I've been coming and going since the day I was born. And I followed the breadcrumbs, but I never got home. I grew old in an instant, now I'm all on my own. See the soul singer in the session band, shredded to nothing beneath the microphone stand. Through the crack in the dam, drown the soul singer in the session band. Bless the soul singer in the session band.
Corey and Joel.
Already fantasy drama.
Yeah, we're looking at Scuba Steve from our league is changing his lineup. He missed the live draft. I don't know why, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, there's all kinds of drama in our fantasy football league, so it's exciting. We're trying to figure out if the rosters now...
Yeah.
Can you pick up guys that weren't drafted? And if you drop guys, can somebody else pick those up, or do you have to wait till after week one?
Right.
I think you have to wait till after week one. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe there is a waiver period after the draft. Maybe that counts as like...
Could be.
I don't know. Anyway, back with the show. Corey and Joel with you.
Oh.
Woohoo, woohoo. Big fantasy draft today.
So we determined that Alderaan is how far away from
Dagobah. We didn't determine that.
No, we didn't figure that out. I love that we're still talking about Star Wars. We don't even care about Star Wars that much. I'm not even a Warsy. Like, PJ's got a freaking Boba Fett tattoo. He's
totally into it. He is.
I'm a casual Star Wars fan, and I'm annoyed by these
things. Well, here's the thing with Star Wars. I watch the movies. I like the movies.
Yeah.
Beyond the movies, I don't really get into it.
No.
I never read a Star Wars book. Actually, I did. I read the novelization of Phantom Menace.
Okay.
Because I couldn't wait to see it, so I had to read the book. And I read the book, and the book was okay.
Yeah.
Which is a real disappointment when I saw the movie even more. Right. But, I other than that, I've never really read a Star Wars novel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about the universe. I didn't watch those Clone Wars cartoons.
Yeah.
I don't know that I care about the new stuff that's coming out.
What about Harry Potter?
No, never got into Harry Potter at all.
Oh, this is going to be the worst thing ever now.
Did you read a Harry Potter book or
never
two?
Never touched a Harry, like, I mean, glanced at him. I worked at Borders.
Yeah.
So I would eventually, they'd kind of get on you.
Yeah.
It was like in the being in the jungle, you know, leeches and ticks would get on you.
Sure.
I couldn't avoid them, but I never really picked up and read one.
Did you see any of the Harry Potter movies?
I've seen a couple of the movies in a professional capacity.
Yeah, you're a reviewer and you saw some Harry Potter movies. Okay.
Yeah. I can't tell you which ones I've seen. I think I saw the first and third.
Okay.
And maybe the fourth, fifth. I don't know. I can't even.
They're on five, I think. So I think the one that came out this summer was five.
Okay. I didn't see that. So okay. That's good. I think I saw first. One, three, and four.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you a thing about... I mean, I just remember the third one was kind of okay.
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh, between my roommate and my girlfriend, they're like...
Girls are into Harry Potter.
They couldn't wait to get the goddamn Harry Potter book.
Do you think that'd be a good thing to get you laid, is to be into Harry Potter?
Oh, well, not if you want to stay out of jail.
No, but I mean, like...
What kind of girls are you talking about?
I know
about?
Lots of girls really? In their early 20s that love Harry Potter, yeah.
What is with adult women that enjoy...
I don't know. Oh, a lot of chicks love Harry Potter.
Her pussy gets so wet.
But
it's
your
so
girlfriend
true.
Loves Harry Potter.
She read, like, we were in Chicago, and she read, like, the first half of the book.
Wow.
Yeah, just in the time we weren't out doing stuff.
Yeah.
At night, she'd read, she read, like, eight chapters. It was
ridiculous. I don't know.
Not that those books have really large print.
Do they?
Because they're
like
thick as hell, but they're
like, it's a 600-page book, and fifth graders are reading it.
Yeah,
and it's a big friggin' accomplishment, but it's not really like that.
Yeah, remember when you were in fifth grade reading a book like that?
Yeah,
I could, and I was nerdy.
No, I could too, because I was a smart kid. But
boy, I mean, you didn't want to when you were in like fifth grade.
Yeah,
you wanted like I could go play soccer, or I could read.
Well, I read books, but again, I read more nonfiction even back then.
You know what I would read like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Okay.
And those were real thin.
Yeah.
Like I would read a lot of smaller books. I wouldn't pick up Dune. I didn't pick up Dune until like
right. I
eighth
didn't read,
grade.
I didn't
something.
Read
you
Lord of
I mean?
The Rings as a kid. I didn't read any of that.
I did read all that stuff, but it wasn't until like I was six or seventh grade.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is in elementary school those kids like are you fourth graders gonna read?
Well, I used to read like
big Harry Potter
the Choose Your Own Adventure books and
stuff
I used
like
to
that,
read stuff
which,
like that. Pretty easy to get through, you know, get through it in like an afternoon. I would read those. I remember reading all of the Beverly Cleary books. I read all of those.
See, I would read that stuff and be kind of embarrassed about it. I'd be the only like fifth grader embarrassed to be reading books of his own age.
Yeah.
But I did. I was like, I've got a high school reading level. I'm going to read, you know.
But I would read sports biographies. And remember, I was like a young kid and I read the Gordie Howe. There was a famous Gordie Howe book that came out that was real big in Detroit. I remember reading that as a kid.
Sure.
And I would read about, like, I would read books about, like, the government and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I would read stuff about, like, you know, the like history books, but more simplified stuff. You know, I would read a lot of nonfiction books about the mafia, stuff like that.
I had a summer where I, like, checked out every Oz book. I was maybe, you know. Like,
Oz book?
When I was in elementary school.
What do you mean, Oz?
All
oh, Wizard
the,
of Oz?
All the original
ones. Oh, the Wizard. Frank L. Baum books.
Yeah, all the original ones, like any one that the library had, and I read all of them in one summer.
Oh, okay.
And those are kind of interesting and cool, but
yeah,
I just get real nerdy about that for like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Just a weird thing you get into as a kid.
Sure.
You're like, you didn't realize how many there were. He wrote 13 books.
Yeah.
And then other writers wrote books after him.
Sure.
I read all 13 he wrote, and it was just like, you know, they get crazy. So, anyway.
Yeah. I'm trying to get through the biography of Owen Hart,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to read The Late Shift by Bill Carter about Leno and Letterman.
Sure.
Trying
sure.
to get a...
Well, I love stuff like that.
Yeah, I got to get into that.
I breeze through entertainment, like oral histories or, you know, biographies.
Like Beatles books I can blaze through.
Yeah.
Like, they're so easy for me to read at this point that, you know.
I read too many of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy them.
Sure.
Sometimes I feel like I'm getting the same information over and over and over. Yeah. Like, there's this guy named Bob Spitz that wrote a Beatles bio, a couple of, you just called The Beatles.
Which was a huge book.
It was a huge book, but it was like everything that was in every other Beatles book distilled into one book,
right.
Which made it, I actually listened to the audio version of it. I downloaded it and listened to it on a long road trip. Enjoyed it, but I knew everything in the story.
Well,
there was no new revelation.
When you read multiple biographies about the same person,
yeah.
You're going to get that.
Yeah, so... Anyway,
I've done, like a real dork.
I feel like I've read everything about the Beatles at this point, although this guy, Mark Lewisham, who wrote the recording studio book, which was about all the recording sessions, he's coming out with Beatles biographies,
yeah,
which are said to be the definitive Beatles books,
okay,
because he is the definitive Beatles writer. He's never written a straight mm-hmm. bio, and when he puts those out, it's going to be like 300-800-page volumes. Of Beatles information.
Really?
And I'm like, well, I guess I'll be in for those too, then, won't I? So
how long, I mean...
Like, I read a lot of Bob Dylan books, and then when his book came out, I didn't read it.
Yeah.
The Dylan, what are the Dylan Chronicles or whatever?
Sure.
I never read that.
That's a, you know, sometimes it's too much information.
I feel like I should read that, but when I was into Bob Dylan, which was more like 15, 20 years ago...
Right.
I would have eaten that up, but now I'm just not that into it anymore. I mean, I still like Bob Dylan, but...
I read a couple Jackie Robinson books. I feel like I got the story.
Sure.
Well,
I read this, what's considered to be the definitive Houdini book.
Yes.
By a guy named Kenneth Silverman, and I only know that because I'm looking up at it right now behind you. Now all these Houdini books come out with new revelations about Houdini, but I don't really think they are. I think that was the story.
Yeah.
Was in this sort of definitive book of the time.
Well, then you start getting into fact-checking.
Yeah, and I don't know that, you know.
Like, I've read some Orson Welles books.
Yeah.
And if you read his book, which is the one he did with Peter Bogdanovich, which is This Is Orson Welles.
Okay.
Which was just like interviews with Peter Bogdanovich. Then you compare it to what Orson's claiming and then what the biographers claim.
Uh-huh.
It's fun. But then I realized I'm reading like my third Orson Welles book. What is wrong with me?
Well, you know.
Sometimes you get too much. I read this Beach Boys book.
Yeah.
Called The Nearest Faraway Place, Timothy White.
Okay.
Really well-written book. Really well-researched. They didn't get to freaking start singing songs for like 80 pages.
Sure.
It was like how the Wilson family moved from Kansas,
yeah,
where they were dirt farmers, and Murray Wilson's uncle was drunk and had, you know, a finger chopped off in a mill. It was like, it was like 1906,
yeah,
and they're talking about the Wilson family.
I agree
like,
with that,
just
yeah.
Get to the point. I'm like, I want to know about the band and how Brian
sure.
was crazy and
yeah.
put a sandbox in his living room. Get to that. It took forever to get to the meat.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it just too much detail.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that. When I read the Beatle bio, some of them spend a ton of time on them growing up.
Do you really care about like what Soup Paul liked as a kid?
Well, no, but it's a lot about like John Lennon's...
his weird parenting situation.
He was raised by his aunt and that whole yeah. thing, and it's like, I got it. You know? Yeah.
Did you watch the U.S. versus John Lennon?
No, I have not seen that. But again, that's a story I know.
That's so. Been on cable a lot.
I haven't seen it on cable yet, but if I see it, I'll make sure to watch
not
it.
Not much that I didn't...
Right, it's all stuff I know, and it wasn't... That part of John Lennon's life has yeah. been trumped up by some people. Like, you know, John Lennon, when John Lennon, it's funny, John Lennon swore off a lot of his peace movement days before he died. Like, in his later years, he wasn't into the peace movement anymore.
He moved
but
away
from a it. Lot of people after he died were like, oh, he was this big, you know, peacenik, and he really wasn't.
Well, his single worst-selling album was Sometime in New York City.
Well.
Which was in the height of his, you know.
Well, he just, you know, I mean, but people just rewrite history is what I'm saying. And, you know, some people, the U.S. versus John Lennon was a really big deal, but it was, you know, it was a sliver of somebody's life.
Well, he was active, very, very active in it. And then Sean was born. He spent the next 5 years raising the kid.
Sitting
and,
around the house, yeah.
Yeah, so.
All right, enough Beatles.
Oh, hey, we're dorky.
We're dorking out on Beatles. We've dorked out on.
You know what? Why do we
Star
fight?
Wars.
We're always fighting our dorkiness.
Yeah.
Let's embrace our dorkiness.
All right, give me that Rubik's Cube. I'm going to set a new record.
Here we go.
No, I did that last week. I don't want to do the Rubik's Cube again.
Doing the Rubik's Cube on the radio.
I don't want to do the Rubik's Cube.
We get a lot of Rubik's Cube feedback, too.
Do we?
Did you read the whole thread about...
I think people... See, here's the thing about... This is why I don't like talking about Rubik's Cube.
You started talking about the algorithms?
Because people think I'm showing off by talking about the Rubik's Cube. No. My contention is that the Rubik's Cube isn't as difficult as people make it out to be.
Right.
It seems more impressive than maybe it actually is. Maybe.
Dildo.
No, that's what I'm people not saying say it's not. I'm not saying that. No one's called me dildo, just you. I'm not saying that the Rubik's Cube is easy.
Fuck
but I'm
you,
saying
fat asshole.
It's
that's
something
what they say to
that can be learned. It's an acquired skill. It's not a gift from God that I can do the Rubik's Cube. Let's just say that. It's something I learned
what,
how to
wouldn't
do.
Wouldn't you be mad at God if that was your gift?
Maybe.
Would you be like, God damn it.
But what is your gift?
My gift.
Your gift is to be bald and know about comic books. Is that
no,
a gift?
I'm just saying, if that was your sole gift in life was doing the Rubik's
well,
Cube. If that was your, I'm not saying that's your only gift, Joel.
Look, I can do the Rubik's Cube. A lot of guys can do the Rubik's Cube
Joel,
a
you
lot
have
faster.
A hot tub. I know you have other gifts.
Then I can.
But,
I have a hot tub.
Yeah, that's one of your gifts.
Did God give me the hot tub?
Yeah.
All right. God just didn't give me the money to pay for the fucking thing when it breaks down.
Exactly.
Actually, it's working fine now, but earlier this summer.
Will your hot tub look beautiful in heaven? That's what I want to Will all the young pussy be in the hot tub in heaven?
That's a good question.
Oh.
Will all the young pussy be in the hot tub after our shows this weekend on 97?
That's another question
that's
even more
question.
Relevant. And the answer to that one is...
Well, every girl that ever dissed me...
That's your dream, and I know...
Call me up Sunday night after we're done.
It's
going to
take a little while on that one.
I don't know about that. Do you know what? I'm gonna say, this is an absolutely true story, and you can confirm this. I don't want to get into the details of it, but it's absolutely true. I was going to save this for the shows this weekend,
sure.
But now that we're on it, a girl who I dated casually.
Yes.
Not a girl that was ever my girlfriend. Not a girl that I ever called my girlfriend, but a girl that I casually and romantically had hookups with, let's just
okay.
say that. Who I was sort of being without a girlfriend now as I've
sure.
been. My last girlfriend I broke up with about 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, something like that. And she was on the show too, which is always embarrassing.
Yes.
But the last girl that I dated.
It'll be there forever, living in perpetuity.
You can listen to Corey and Joel's Double Date and hear from my...
It is 17.962 on my RSS feed.
Yes. Anyway,
yeah,
so
you can find it.
But
on
it's
download.
Not that girl, but another girl who's never been on our show, who I dated casually in my time of being single, the brief times I've been single over the last couple of years. Which is true.
I'm gonna let that slide. Anyway, no.
So
you did have a girlfriend.
Gaps
for a long
between
time.
Girlfriends.
Yes.
I dated this girl casually.
That's the name of the show.
And it was on the table maybe to date this girl again, and we've been talking and sort of hanging out a little bit.
Yes.
Decided to sign up to go to Iraq rather than continue to... She could have stayed here and pursued a relationship with me, and she instead is shipping out for the Army as we speak.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I think you dodged a bullet there.
Well, look,
and she's going to be dodging
bullets.
Wait
a minute. Your point is that I think it's ridiculous that any. I'm not saying she went to Iraq because she didn't want to date me.
That would have been a good plan.
I'm saying
how much would
going
she not
to Iraq. Well, I'm saying the desire to date me wasn't outweighed by going to Iraq. In other words,
no,
that's unbelievable.
And here's a great made-up word. Irregardless,
yeah.
of you and her personal interaction with you.
Yes.
Which, like you said, she was always casual. It was never a.
It was never like my official
a major thing. I don't know if decision making is this girl's strong suit.
I know, but it still burns your ass when
a girl. She's never been on the show.
But that was a girl
it's
who
hard
was,
to set up.
That was a girl who was always the potential. I was one phone call away from hanging out with her.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. It was one phone call away from getting drunk with that girl, yeah. And making out with her. I was always that one phone call, and now she's going to Iraq.
Right.
What the hell is that all about?
This is a girl who starred in a game show called. Who's my baby's daddy?
All right, but that has nothing to do with it.
Where you open a cell phone and contestants try to guess the name of the baby.
That's not true with her. That's not true with her. But my point is that a reflection on me?
No, I don't think you've got. I'm telling you.
No,
you're not factoring in the equation.
Well, look, the deal is, I guess you get something like now if you're willing to ship out within 30 days. They'll give you like a $40,000 bonus to join the
Army.
It's
only like 25, which is
it's something like that. It's some retarded amount. It's some retarded amount, but it's a lot of money to somebody who doesn't make a lot of money. But my point is that a girl,
for once, I would
rather than going out with me.
Yes.
Wants to go to Iraq, and to me that kills. To me, that is a burn.
That stings you a little bit.
No matter what you thought of that girl and your opinion of her, it still sucks for me.
Okay.
It does.
I've got one, not as bad, but this one stung as well. I had a girl who left me. She never really left me, but she chose a guy in a paraplegic.
No.
Over me.
No.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
It's an absolutely
true story. I've never heard this story.
Absolutely true story.
How long ago was this? It must have been a long time ago, right?
It was a few years ago.
A girl, she went out with a paraplegic.
Yes.
Did she break up with you to date him, or was it like she could have dated either of you?
We were never, you know,
you were never
really
in a committed
out.
Relationship.
But there was, you know, it was on the precipice of happening. And instead, she decided to go out with a paraplegic.
Did she go out with the paraplegic? Like,
oh, she lives with him.
Oh, still?
And like wipes his ass.
Oh.
And stalks me on MySpace.
Wow, that might be worse than my story.
Yeah,
the Iraq.
It's pretty bad.
I don't know.
That's pretty bad.
What's worse? This is why we need live callers.
Funny.
People
can
call in and say, what's worse? Joel's potential girlfriend who went to Iraq, or Corey's girlfriend who dated a paraplegic?
She was not my girlfriend, but she did opt.
But it was the same situation. It was a situation where it was a potential relationship there.
We had messed around a couple times.
Well, there were reasons I didn't want to date the girl that went to Iraq. Maybe I could have made that girl my girlfriend, and she wouldn't have gone to Iraq. But you're right about that. She had issues.
She's a little squirrely.
There were things that were holding.
It was hard
up.
To pin her down.
There were things holding up the relationship. Yeah.
Well, you couldn't get her on the show.
Right, I tried to get her on the show.
Couldn't even get her on the show, for God's
sake. I tried to get her to come on the show, and she wouldn't come on the show.
Which I don't blame, because, you know, girls come on the show, they talk shit about their friend's wedding, they get disowned.
Just because that happened to you.
They come on, they talk about their anal proclivities and their ex-boyfriends.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we never dated any. See, I don't know. I've had... How many girls that you've actually dated have actually been on the show? One. I think you've only had one.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I've only had
one.
I've had two.
Two.
I've had two girlfriends, and then I've had two girlfriends that have been on the show. There's been other girls on the show that I've fooled around with.
Well, look at you.
I don't want to brag. Listen, I've been
to
that.
Listen to you bragging
again. Oh, stop
I always love how you're like, I don't want to brag, but my cock is like a Coke can, and I stretch bitches wide.
No.
My cock looks like a baby's arm with an apple in it.
I don't know. I don't even know who's been on the show. I forget sometimes.
Really?
Sort of.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you count the live shows? Do you count those?
Do those count?
I want people to have...
What, Pete Weiss?
No, but I want people to have...
Who did you date from the live shows?
Some seed in people's brain that I may have possibly dated Amy Phillips for a second, which I absolutely did not, so don't even...
Why don't you...
Don't even... All right, I'm not going to be lame and try to pretend...
Why don't you recount the time when you and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon? Because that's about as likely as you and Amy
Phillips. Do you think our fans wouldn't maybe put two and two together and think, oh, he must have dated Amy Phillips?
No.
Look at that. Look at that coos. Look at that, Joel.
No, Columbo couldn't have figured that one out. Are you kidding me? What are you talking about?
Are you saying Amy Phillips, the hot Comcast girl, wouldn't go out with me under any circumstances?
Yes.
So when I go on...
I've had dreams about Claire Danes. And one time, Claire Danes asked me for cigarettes, and I bummed a pack off somebody and gave it to her.
I'm saying this.
I have not had... That doesn't mean I banged Claire Danes.
I'm saying this. I'm not saying I dated Amy Phillips. Yeah. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. But now that I'm going on the actual radio, and maybe I'll be a success
now
there,
things are going to change.
Do you think there's any point in even calling her? Do you think there's any point in at least going, hey, I'm going on the radio? Should I call her before I go on the radio? How's that sound?
No.
No?
No.
No? Why not? She's a friend of mine.
No, dick move.
It's a dick move?
You got to play it real casual.
She just happens to hear it. She stumbles upon it.
No.
She hears it from somebody else. Is that what she should do?
The guy who stole your baseball card, your Mickey Tattlin baseball card in like junior high or whatever. You know, the guy, the bully from high school, you call him up and be like, hey, yeah, listen to me on the radio. Suck my nuts. A girl you're trying to get with.
Yeah.
You never go, so look what I'm doing. Yeah.
Really?
Nope. Casual it. Let it happen to you organically.
Well, at some point, she's going
to find out. Have you gone to a high school reunion?
Am I going to one?
Have you been to one?
No, I don't go.
Okay.
Because I'm not a success.
Big mistake.
And I'm fat.
Well, now you would. Now that you're a host of a podcast heard around the world.
Yeah, I am big in Deutschland.
With German fans going to each other's weddings.
Yeah, I know.
Now you can tell them. No.
By the way, can I just say we're available for weddings if the price is right. You can hire us to come and MC and
sure.
We'll DJ.
I will do whatever.
We'll play Montreal and other songs that we'd like to play on the show.
We will. Yeah, absolutely.
We have an archive of Kings of Leon and Block Party.
Absolutely.
That we would like to get your.
We'll play some of this.
Oh yeah, we'll play this. Yeah, sure. Yeah, we'll play this if you want. Oh, shake what your mama gave ya.
Or this here.
Booty in the you think we'll play this at the wedding?
Play this, Jerry. Yeah.
Do they play this like a black wedding?
I don't know what they play at black wedding. I'm afraid.
Come on, baby. This one?
Yeah! All right. I want you to welcome Mr. and Mrs. Joel Becker for the first time anywhere to the dance floor. She just got back from Iraq. Here she comes.
I know.
And now, the new couple, Mr. and Mrs. Corey Hall. She just realized that a paraplegic can't bang her. No. Oops.
What, did you forget you have a girlfriend, Corey?
Yeah, I know. Whatever. I'm getting busted by Cyber Amy.
Getting yelled at.
Anyway.
But, you know, I just...
Left for a paraplegic. Did I
left for a paraplegic.
Did I bang that home?
You did. And
well, I didn't bang that home, apparently.
That's a sad story.
That actually happened at my high school reunion.
Oh, really? You saw her there, or what happened?
No, the guy in the wheelchair was there.
Oh, okay.
It was a guy we went to high school with.
Oh, so the girl didn't go to your high school, or she did?
This is a girl I knew.
So you...
And then she moved.
Oh, okay, she came back.
She moved to, moved far away and was gone for a long time.
Okay.
Then came back and, whatever. And then at the high school reunion, the guy in the chair was there. And she was like bringing him like plates and stuff, and like feet, helping him out.
Yeah.
She was being nice to him. And I'm like, oh, isn't that sweet? And little did I know that Wheels McGee was going to roll right out of there with.
But so he picked her up that night, you're saying?
No, he laid the seeds, though. He laid the
really.
He didn't pick
he
her up.
He got the
night.
Digits that night, yeah, and called her, yeah, and made the hookup. Yeah. Wow, that son of
that
a bitch.
That shifty wheeled bastard. No,
I don't know.
Whatever. No, no. You know what? It was fine. No, no hard feelings. Wonderful for them.
Well, it's still always bad for your ego when a chick who could potentially date you does something retarded.
I never even dated
like
her.
Like goes to the army,
sure,
or whatever. Dates
or
a guy
runs away with a guy in a wheelchair. Yeah. Never really dated her. Just the notion.
Yeah,
that Wheelie McGee.
I know
was better than me.
But see, there's lots of times too where you could have dated girls or they were bitches.
I don't want to know about it. I, you know what? I hear about that. That's another problem with my high school reunion.
Yeah,
when you go to that, I heard like 3-4 times. Oh yeah, I totally had a crush on you in high school.
Well,
which is long gone. That was decades.
I know.
It was like, it's long ago. It was years and years ago, and I'm cold and dead.
There's one
now.
Girl that I potentially could have dated who it was more of a one sided thing where. You know, the girl that went to the army, I think, liked me. I know she liked me.
Sure.
But there was, like, back when I was younger, there were girls who I liked who just didn't like me that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I looked up one girl online, and she's married.
Yes.
She's a teacher somewhere at some school.
Yeah.
I looked her up. I believe another girl is married, mm-hmm, that was like that with. And I'm actually kind of glad because now I don't want them at all. Now, yeah, I have no hard feelings about that. Because I feel like, geez, you got married right away, and you kind of, mm-hmm, got married young and ran off with some guy, and now I probably wouldn't even want him. I kind of feel good about that.
Well, you know, some of my exes are starting to get married and stuff. And a couple weeks ago, like my junior high, freshman high school girlfriend, like I met her baby.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was the long, not.
Right, right.
It was for a short time, a long time ago. That I, yeah, went out with her. But I was friends with her after that for a long time.
Yes, yes.
But it was just like, you got a damn baby. I'm going to have a little baby. I mean,
what
he,
happened
you know,
to him? How did
he's
you
cute,
get a baby?
But yeah.
I know. I saw a guy.
That's when you know you're an old man. You're like, Jesus Christ.
I did a show about a year ago, and less than a year ago. Saw a guy from high school, and he was like, are you married, kids? And I'm like, no. And I realized that was not the answer he expected. Wow. Like he expected at the age I am that I would be married.
You
and
thought
have
at your advanced age.
But you know, you get to a certain point where it's weird when you have kids.
Yeah.
Where you know young people who have kids. And then you get to a certain age where it's weird when you don't have kids and you're not married. And people are like, well, what's wrong with you?
Right.
And to me, I don't feel like there's anything wrong
that
with
that age
me.
Is soon for me. That's right around the corner.
I mean, I guess there are things wrong with me.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like they're wrong. I think only
in
other people's
eyes. I'm
going
to let that one sit.
Well, no, but I feel like I'm not. I feel like in other people's eyes, maybe it seems weird.
Here's a new forum topic. What's wrong with Joel?
No, there's nothing.
Everyone, get in there and file.
Be jealous of me. That's fine.
Oh man,
should I wear my Upchuck the Clown outfit to the high school reunion?
Yeah, is the next whenever your next one's coming up? When's your 25, Joel? Is that soon?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm kidding.
My 25.
I'm just calling you old. That's all I'm doing.
Please. I wouldn't date a girl 25 at this point.
Hey-o!
No, I did. I dated a 30-year-old. I was very happy with
her. This is the most greatest moment of my life.
You dating a 25-year-old would be the greatest moment in your life. For you
25, that's...
Oh, yeah?
Well, the girl that won the Army is like 23 or 24.
Stop now. Stop. You're going to get me in trouble.
The girl that won the Army is
25. Stop now.
Yeah, what are you doing?
25.
Over there. See?
25.
Yeah, but you met her. She was 22.
Sure. Good times. Good times.
There you go.
It's like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, it's a man's, she's half the man's age minus 7.
Is that the equation?
No, what is it? There's some kind of math they had, some formula that was like.
Add 7 for the girl, subtract 7 for the guy, and then
something
divide,
like that.
It divide by 2.
7 years younger was a good number. I don't know.
Okay.
It's in Malcolm X. Go watch it. It's a wonderful
movie. I'm not watching that crap, but yeah.
I love that Elijah Muhammad talked like this. The Honorable Elijah Malcolm, you are my greatest minister. Anyway, sounded like Jeff Ford.
Jeff Ford, who knows.
He did.
Knows.
He really did.
All right,
inside baseball.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
Coming live to you on KRK.
What else is going on? You know, we had rain for like about 2 straight days here in Detroit.
Pretty bad.
It sucked.
Yeah. Did your grass grow in now?
My grass is
I know
green.
Fans are riveted
if
to
fans
know,
know about, my grass,
about your grass.
First of all, I just want to punch you in the nose right now because I was saving my grass for 97.1 this weekend. Planning on blocking out at least 60 minutes on lawn care.
On your,
but now you're not going to let me do it.
Your newly laid seed.
No. My
speaking of laid seed.
Well.
Go to that high school reunion. You'll lay some seed.
My grass that I patched,
yeah,
grew in very shabbily, and a lot of crabgrass grew in.
Mm-hmm.
My lawn is generally green, although my lawnmower My lawn is generally green now after the rain.
Yeah.
But my lawnmower stopped working. Oh. And so I'm either going to have to borrow a neighbor's mower or take mine in or something. So now I've got issues. Now I've actually got...
Okay.
This might be... As much as now my grass is finally green for the first time all summer. Or like, because it's been like kind of drought all summer.
Right, sure.
Now I just can't cut it. Oh. And I'm annoyed. Oh. So I've got to get my lawnmower fixed. But my car is in the shop. You want to go into that? You want to go into my fuel line?
Well, the worst part about your grass is that there's not a Mexican for 20 miles around here. And it's very hard to find.
I know a guy across the street will cut my grass. He cuts a lot of the neighbor's lawns. I could also
What about these crackheads next door?
No, they're not doing anything. They're not cutting their own.
A guy, I pulled up, and there's a guy just like staring off in the distance.
Was just standing there?
Yeah, just walking in front of the house.
Yeah.
He, you know, from next door. He's just kind of wandering around.
Yeah.
Looked like he was from a George Romero movie.
Yep.
Just a crackhead staring lazily at the sun.
First of all,
I was envious of him.
I think one guy is
the wino
is kind of retarded.
Okay.
Then there's drunks, and then there's crackheads,
mm-hmm.
and they all you can confuse one for the other.
It's a rainbow coalition.
Don't confuse the retards for the crackheads, Corey.
Okay.
Because the all crackheads right. can't.
Sure.
The crackheads can help it. The retards can't. So have some pity on the retards.
What if he smoked himself retarded?
It's possible.
What if he smoked crack to get retarded?
That's a possibility.
Is that a reasonable theory?
That I have not looked into.
Okay. I think that's the case. I think he, at one point, was like a Rhodes Scholar and was doing a thesis paper on theoretical quantum mechanics and the movement of neutrinos in a vacuum. And then he started smoking the rock.
I don't know if
that could happen to you, too, Joel.
But
if you smoked a rock, what could happen?
Don't confuse the retards. Yeah. With the crackheads.
Okay.
Okay. But my lawn is generally in decent shape.
You know what it is?
But my car's in the shop. I've got a problem with my car. I had a ruptured fuel line, or a leaky fuel line. I don't know if ruptured is the right word, because there was still gas getting to my engine. But the mechanics cannot find a replacement fuel line because it's a problem they've never, ever seen happen to another car that they've ever worked on in the history of automobiles. No. So I had a car, and the guy won't give me the car back to drive around until the part comes in because it's too dangerous to drive because it could burst into flames at any minute. Meanwhile, I've driven the thing for 2 months smelling like gasoline.
Wow.
And I don't have a car. So I'm borrowing my dad's car, which wouldn't be a bad thing, but if I even get a scratch or anything on my dad's car, I'm in so much trouble. You have no idea. So.
And he's got crappy presets on his radio.
Well, I don't know if that's the case or not.
Oh, Jesus. 760. He listens to the handyman, Glenn Hagee, every morning.
He would listen to... he used to listen to Imus. My dad was an Imus guy.
Like, yeah, see, old people listen to Imus.
So I'm wondering if he's going to get into our show. Getting back to this. Look, we're all coming back around to this topic as we end here. I don't know what's going to happen with my dad. Should I feel pressure with my dad, or should I just go stay the fuck out of it? Or should I make him feel like he's had something to do with this?
He's had nothing to do with
this. I know he's had nothing to do with it, but should I make him feel like he has?
No.
No?
No. He'll be proud of you. You're finally not a fuck up. he'll just be delighted. Look, my dad, I couldn't tell. I had to tell my dad to be on lockdown for a while.
Yeah, I told family early because we knew that we were probably getting on the radio at some point right after 4th of July. We knew, but for like 6-7 weeks, we had to sit here and go like, we can't say anything about it because we didn't know when we were going on.
And it was killing my dad from the inside.
Yeah, I know.
And he finally got to tell his poker buddies this week. And I was all excited. But my dad had a list of guys. He wants this to be his forum.
Your dad can have, why don't we have our dads come on and they can talk to each other?
Right.
If our dads have a big
discussion.
That would
discussion. Be great.
The dad forum.
My dad had a list of like guys to call assholes. And I was like, hey, you know, I can't stand that one guy.
All right. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We just want to remind everybody, we will have all the details on our spots on WKRK. This weekend, we'll have those up on the main page. We'll have them on the mailing list. We'll have them in the forum. So make sure to check those things out. It's going to be very exciting. Again, you can stream it live. We're going to attempt to have podcast versions of the shows, but we're not sure at this point if that's going to happen or not. But we'll be streaming live on WKRK-FM's website. So go check that out if you
and
can.
And whatever happens, we'll be back here next week.
And we'll be back here next week no matter what. And maybe we'll be big radio stars. And maybe we'll be douchebags like we are.
Well, we don't need to be on the radio to be.
We're already douchebags. We're going to get out of here, have more bright eyes. We'll catch you on WKRK.
And back here next week.
Good night to you all. Maybe I'll have a hot new girlfriend next week.
Hot tub will be bubbling.
Probably not. Enjoy bright eyes.
You can't get a wheelchair in the hot tub, can you?
No, not at all. We'll see you. In the dark.
So I laid some nights beside her in a bed made for a queen. She said I kissed her different than all the men her age were mean.